That's Boss, that is. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today we're looking at the carpal boss. I do enjoy the etymology of medical terms, and in particular I like how unpicking the origins of the words can help in your understanding of the anatomical part or the medical condition. The vermiform appendix, for example, has a Latin origin from ad, meaning near to or in relation to, and pendere, meaning to hang. Vermiform means worm-like from the Latin vermes, meaning worm, and formes, meaning shape. So you can instantly appreciate that the vermiform appendix is so named as it's a worm-like structure, seemingly just hanging from the end of the cecum. Just like the appendices of books, which also kind of just hang on at the end. But in some cases, using this logic can cause confusion. Ganglion is a good example. This word comes from the Greek meaning a swelling under the skin, but in time it also got used to describe a bundle of nerves. So we have our dorsal root ganglia in our spine, but also the cystic swelling on the wrist. Both ganglia, both very different, and perhaps to a layperson, potentially confusing. This is why I believe having some understanding of medical etymology is important, so we can ensure patients understand the conditions with which we're diagnosing them, and they do not develop doubt or confusion. It's important to make sure our patients understand their diagnosis, and for us to use language that is appropriate for them, and not alienating. So today's bite came about because I was thinking about ganglions of the wrist, and I wondered why there are also ganglions within nerves. And in the process of reading around this topic, I came upon a differential for a wrist swelling that I think worth mentioning to you all, not least because it has a nice name, and that is the carpal boss. Having trained in Liverpool, hearing something described as boss makes me immediately think of something being good or brilliant. That movie was Boss is a common refrain on Merseyside, but the etymology of the carpal boss helps us understand what it actually is. Boss in French means bump or swelling. So a carpal boss is swelling to the dorsal aspect of the carpometacarpal region, usually in line with the second and third metacarpals. It is a bony protuberance that extends from the base of one of the metacarpals. The cause is not really fully understood, and it's usually noticed somewhere in the second to fourth decades of life. It's often painless, or might cause occasional minimal pain, but if it's big enough, it can interfere with extensor tendon movement and cause a twanging of the tendon as it passes over. By contrast, a ganglion is a synovial cyst, and while they can present on the dorsum of the wrist, they also occur on the volar aspect, as well as in the foot, and more rarely around other joints. They too become more common in the second to fourth decades of life, and are often asymptomatic or mildly tender, so it's easy to see why a ganglion and a carpal boss could be mixed up when looking at dorsal wrist swellings. While ganglions will be more commonly seen, we must have a carpal boss on our differential list when assessing a wrist swelling. From my reading, as it's a bony protuberance as opposed to a synovial cyst, the carpal boss would not transilluminate. So that could be a useful way to help differentiate, as ganglions should transilluminate. Also, ganglions might get larger and smaller over time, whereas a boss will only grow slowly. Finally, if in doubt, a boss will show up on X-ray as a bony protuberance, and also ultrasound and MRI, if you're lucky enough, can help differentiate too. Patients are best managed by a hand therapist for both conditions, or referred on to a hand surgeon if there are ongoing issues. And finally, other differentials to consider would be synovial sarcoma and giant cell tumours of the tendon sheath, both of which would not transilluminate. The latter is a benign condition, but the former is malignant. So my take home from my reading this week is that if a wrist lump does not transilluminate, we should not be diagnosing a ganglion and arranging further imaging and follow-up. Carpal bossing is a likely differential in those instances, but the further workup will pick up on the other important differentials. There are not many open access papers on carpal bossing to share, but I've linked to the Radiopedia pages on this topic, as well as ganglions, in the show notes for your further reading. If you have any comments, questions, corrections or suggestions, email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. And we'll be back again next week with another podcast. Look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, thanks for listening.